5959, Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.
And this guy was not aware that he was recording a classic. I think this one will be played for many, 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 many years to come, right? Montel. That's how Americans say. Montel. This is how we do it. This is how we does it. We do it because it needs to be done.
Then overly American, like I said,
no, I'm a Tish Mantel's fan. Cabbages and potatoes.
Oh my gosh, no, don't do that.
Yeah, Ginali, that thing, anxiety at the pothole, the gravel road to go.
Okay, since you're taking
and I've got a gig there.
Do you know we missed a voice note? That said,
Mama Joy,
Mama Joy was at the stadium when Mapoko Poko played, and Mapoko Poko won. So what we were saying about Mama Joy being a lucky charm about Mama Joy being a lucky charm and Mapoko Poko is actually a factual statement.
What we've about when we won the World Cup for the first time against New Zealand in 1999? Where was Mama Joy?
Exactly. Once you unearth the lucky charm, you can't bury it.
She's not the lucky charm.
She's definitely the lucky charm.
She's not the lucky charm.
You're just a hater.
No.
In your American accent, you're a hater.
I got no business hating joy and pain. I got no business. So, coming up, we've got Make It Make Sense with Ayanda Nyati. Slowly walking into the studio.
Yeah. You are late for your feature, say.
And the story today is safeguarding your personal and business systems in case of unplanned global tech distributions or disruptions, rather. And you see what transpired, I think last week, Thursdays, when airlines and others had to rush to get back on track after a global tech disruption. I thought there was a hack, you know, they had been hacked, but they said no. It's human error, blah, 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 blah.
Make It Make Sense. Make Sense. With Ayanda Nyati.
So do your job.
If looks could kill, I want to proclaim and make sure people know the first thing to make sense of.
And you know what? It's even worse when Komuso give you those dirty looks.
You didn't have a good weekend. We can tell.
We are
paying
the
cost.
No one said you're ugly.
All right, so yes, let's jump straight into it. We are making sense of that major global IT hack. And, you know, in many instances, anything to do with technology, I think for people, is just confusing.
Sure.
We just want things to work, whether it's your gadget, your computer, or whatever else you work with. And so when we're in situations where we're told somebody somewhere may have pressed a button and that's why you can't catch your flight, it becomes even more confusing. But the impact was quite widespread, from airports to companies. Broadcasters, including Sky News, had to come off air for some time because of whatever took place. You mentioned CrowdStrike. It's at the center of this. They essentially are a cybersecurity company that it's meant to take care, ironically, of bugs entering the system and preventing the kind of crash that we saw. But I'm no expert in this. We decided to bring in another expert as well to speak to us about what exactly happened as we try and make sense of Mondays or Fridays, you know, developments. Joining us on the line is Duncan Pike. He's the digital editor of a tech magazine called Stuff SA and is with us via our telephone. Duncan, how's it? Welcome to Kaya 959.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So some time has passed, but I want to take a few steps back just to make sure everyone's on the same page. What actually happened on Friday?
Friday was a bit of a mess. I think I can safely say that. So there's this US cybersecurity firm called CrowdStrike, and one of their products that they sell is CrowdStrike Falcon, which is a cybersecurity tool that's used usually and predominantly by big organizations, such as the ones you mentioned. Capitec locally was largely hit. And that tool handles, you know, cybersecurity measures. It looks for threats, you know, before they're able to get very far in companies or at all. So, you know, protect companies from hackers, that kind of thing. And that company pushed out an update on a Friday, which I don't know if anyone is listening from the IT world, but it's one of the big unwritten rules. You don't push updates on a Friday. So that was
the first mistake, pushing it out on a Friday?
Because of exactly this reason.
Right.
There's no time to fix it before the weekend, and then system administrators have to, you know, scramble, as we've seen. So they pushed out an update, and that update contained a single file that caused this problem. Once that update had been pushed out and the damage was done, they did later stop the update from pushing out that problematic file, so that it wasn't wider.
Yeah.
The effect wasn't wider. But once the problematic file had been uploaded and sent to people, you can't undo that. You have to, manually go to each affected PC and fix it.
So sorry to interrupt you there, Duncan, but is this literally just the pressing of one button that resulted in the calamity we saw on Friday?
Essentially, yes. Someone at a PC somewhere and they clicked, everything looks good on my side, they probably clicked update.
Sure.
There is another unwritten rule, is that it's better to stagger that kind of thing. Send it out in small batches to people, so that if there is a problem, you can control it before it becomes as big as it did this time.
Yeah. So that one button being pushed, it ultimately affected about 8.5 million Microsoft users globally, and I'm hoping you'll help us connect the dots here, right? So, CrowdStrike, I assume, used to provide a service, or still does provide a service, to Microsoft. This update affected Microsoft, and because so many people use Microsoft, so many people were essentially left in the lurch.
Yes, so a lot of the earlier reports were saying that it was a Microsoft problem, but from what I've seen, Microsoft were one of the victims as well, along with Capitec, Sky News. I think Microsoft must use CrowdStrike as its cybersecurity, or at least cybersecurity system and infrastructure, so that when the update was pushed out, Microsoft also experienced issues with its servers and services, online services.
So this could have happened to Apple iOS. It could have happened to Mac-based systems. It wasn't.
No. Okay. So the update that CrowdStrike pushed out was particularly for its Falcon tool that runs on Microsoft Windows machines.
Okay.
So if companies that have their systems set up on a Mac, for example, they would have been fine, or Linux system servers.
Oh, wow.
So it only affected Microsoft machines. And I think that 8.5 million device figure, that comes from one of Microsoft published a blog post, just to give us a rundown. And it might not seem like a big number. 8.5 million PCs isn't that lot. If you think about how many people, you might have a laptop and a PC, and there's 68 million people in South Africa, for example.
Sure.
But it is proportionately distributed, those PCs. Most of those PCs, those 8.5 million PCs, handle things like ticket booking platform for an airport, or Sky News is broadcasting.
Fascinating.
System. So, sure. This is definitely a big reach.
What this moment has obviously done is helped us to become all kind of philosophical thinkers about our reliance on technology, how interconnected the world has become. I mean, I'm still stunned by how the action of potentially one person somewhere in a room could ground flights across the world and affect millions of people in one way or the other. And that's what we're told ultimately happened here on Friday. And I'm hoping that lessons can be learned. I mean, when we speak about, just in case, is there kind of measures that could be implemented just in case something like this happens again? I mean, surely we don't want to live in a world where potentially most people are grounded because of, as I mentioned, actions of one person somewhere in the world.
Yes, absolutely. And that doesn't just go for, something like a company's cybersecurity system. That can go for anything, your banking, the system that you use as an individual to manage your passwords, for example. what this should teach companies, the companies that were, you know, affected, is that you can't only rely on one provider. You can't put all your eggs in one basket, as it were.
There has to be some kind of diversification of your risk, right?
Yes. Couldn't have put it better myself.
All right. Duncan Pike, thanks very much indeed. Look, it's a Monday. We get it. We appreciate your time. Duncan Pike is the digital editor of a tech magazine called Stuff SA. So there you have it. You know, I'm really, again, cannot emphasize just how unprecedented what took place on Friday actually was. And again, I'm sincerely hoping that lessons have been learned, because part of the good things about technology is that they make things uber convenient, right? You have situations now where we're told even all your cards can be loaded on your cell phone, which is great until your cell phone crashes.
Yeah. I think this is a lesson for us to trying to figure out, when this technology fails us, what do we do? You know, what do we do moving forward? Do we do things manually, which is ridiculous? You know, source company, all your pictures, forget with USB.
Now, music work.
You know, this is the thing. We are depending so much on technology that when things like this happen, we don't have a plan. We don't have a plan.
No, we don't.
We're too reliant on it. I think the biggest problem is that we are too reliant on it. When a new app comes on, we all jump on it. When they did that, the fact that we can tap with our phones now, we all jumped on it. There are days where I'm not carrying my card. And I can conveniently quickly, and sometimes my battery is dead and I don't have the ability to charge immediately. So it just really does talk about, make sure that you have an alternative to whatever you've loaded on digital software that you have no control over.
Precisely. That's the lesson. And you can start writing your notes and sending them via the post office.
My tegita how di Kenya mo USB.
Make it make sense. Make sense. With Ayanda Nyati.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Kaya Sport.
Let's take another look at your sport. I was watching the Open and I really, really thought there was a South African there. His name is Tristan. And I thought he could be staging the biggest upset ever, because he was one shot ahead with seven to play, but then unfortunately, maybe the big stage, whatever else, because he ended up finishing fourth.
Space flight.
It might have been, because I mean, he's very, very new on the tour.
Yeah.
But I think he is definitely somebody that we need to look at.
100%.
He's going to be perhaps the next Big Easy. Who knows?
Sure, he will.
Yeah. Golf? Anybody?
Yeah.
Oh,
DJ Khaled plays golf.
No. I'm saying, would you like golf in the trivia? It's too late now. You didn't answer, so you're getting golf.
The question is...
please,
on a Monday.
Please acknowledge me.
Yes, sir.
I've made history.
Yes.
1-3 days in a row.
We gave it to you, man.
Sir, you made history.
Yes.
You won 3 days in a row.
Someone needs to beat this.
This is now the stage that has been reached.
Yes.
Okay, these are the levels we are at
now. Did I do this already?
No.
There was a week where I won 4 days in a row.
Really?
And I only lost on Friday.
Yeah, you must have been on a gravel road.
With potholes.
With potholes.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Okay, golf guys. Now, with Chofel having won at the Open, he's now become the first player to win. He's won the Open and the USPGA Championship in the same year. It hasn't happened for a while. And the question is, who was the last person that did this?
Yeah.
Was it Rory McIlroy? Was it Tiger Woods? Was it Bubba Watson? Or was it Sergio Garcia? It's always four. Bubba Watson from Skumba.
Yes, Bubba Watson.
Bubba.
It's between Rory and Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think.
Oh, you're still not thinking.
Please.
Yes. Glenn.
Okay.
Glenn, give your answer.
Baba Watson.
Baba as well.
Yeah.
Watson. Okay.
I like the name. It's got bubbles. That time I don't even.
It's got bubbles. Yes,
I'll
ma'am.
Go with Rory. I'll
Rory Michael Roy, you say.
Good one. Good
well,
one.
If you think you know the answer, guess it, please. Don't Google it. 063-688-0959.
Drive 959. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on Kaya. On the street, on the air.
Hey, that's Pharrell Williams, everybody. And a Daft Punk. And just get lucky. Well, someone didn't get lucky this weekend. Did you hear the story about that humongous drug bust in Roblesdal of 2 billion rand.
Hmm.
Two Mexicans were arrested and the owner of the farm. Two Mexicans. Arriba, arriba, arriba.
Mm.
2 billion in Roblesdal.
Imagine.
Not far from Bochum.
Well, it's far, but yes, it's in Limpopo.
What? 2 billion.
2 billion. Do you know what 2 billion can do for that town alone?
Dude.
Exactly.
The money.
Can change a whole lot of things.
It can change
health system.
The face of Roblesdal could be completely different with 2 billion.
So, yeah, that's what happened this past weekend. Shocking story. And I think a couple of years ago, not far from Roblesdal, there was another drug bust. I think that one was like worth about 300 million. Guys, illegal immigrants, they're not having a good time. They're having a time that's good in South Africa. It is scary. You've got Mexicans in South Africa.
With drugs.
Cartel.
But it's also because our environment enables criminals to thrive.
I love it when you say that because I think as South Africans, we are enablers.
Absolutely.
But we're very quick to point fingers at other people. Government is doing this. They're not irresponsible. But we are the one who are letting people who have no interest of our country come to our country. Like last week, we had those guys who were involved in the kidnapping of a businessman from Mozambique and Zimbabwe. Mm. There were two Chinese nationals.
Yeah. Who are wanted in their country.
Mm.
Who are wanted in their country.
And they are just chilling freely in South Africa.
You stop immediately.
It's Lau Lau and Lau Li. Kantabo, what are their names?
Lau Lau, Lau Li.
I'm just doing my job.
You're not.
Yeah, I'm just
Take me home. Take me home on Drive 959.
Who's this?
Oh,
Emery.
Amaru, Amari, Emery.
Emery.
Whatever was wrong.
I love this song, yo.
Did you vote?
Yeah, I've already voted for Emery.
Take me home. Take me home on Drive 959.
All right, people are busy voting now. Make sure that you go and vote. Amari, one thing, sitting 40%. Mm-hmm. Okay, catching up nicely.
Yeah.
Sierra, want to step 60%. You've got 18 minutes. I want Emery to win.
Yeah, I
don't care who wins. Mm. But Sierra would be good. I haven't heard some Sierra in a while.
We just heard it now. We just played the clip. Hey.
Lonely.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959. Drive 959. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on Kaya. On the street, on the air.
Number one, Sotsi. You are gossiping about this song's Kumba, and I won't let you get away with it. Koloma, but what were you saying to Khomutsu?
No, I was saying to Khomutsu, everyone in the song has passed on.
No, you didn't. No, there's something that you said.
That's what he said.
Ma'am, hold on.
But he was talking to me.
No, you just hit me when I don't forget you.
I didn't hit you.
Oh, I said, oh, this song is 80% in English.
Oh, is that what you want?
And it's a Kwaito song,
it's
right?
It's a Kwaito song, yeah. And if you listen to Ngoma za Makesh, majority of them, we have one to fund the grand.
Yeah.
Vele.
Yeah.
Maripantula.
Yeah.
Yo.
It's like what they used to say about one of the biggest songstar pro kid, Soweto. Because he was such a Motokalista. When I say Motoka, I mean like, you know, using different languages.
Mm.
But Soweto was, I think, 99% in English.
Oh,
all,
yeah.
of it.
Yes.
All of it.
That time was a Bochum.
All right. It's that time of the day.
Kaya 360 Challenge. On Drive 959.
And who do we have there, Jenzito?
King's Kumba. We've got Noloazi, who's in Centurion. Kantla Ele. And then we've got Kahiso in Soweto, Dobsonville.
Kagiso and Nolwazi, the knowledgeable one and the peacemaker. How you guys doing?
It's not gonna work.
I also don't think it's gonna work because only knowledgeable, only peace, but I don't know. I don't know. Let's see if they will take this one. 360 challenge. The rules are pretty simple. All you have to do is listen out to the questions as Komba is going to be asking. And you shout out your name, then we give you an opportunity to answer. Now, if you do disturb Komba while he's reading the question, you will forfeit the opportunity to answer that particular question. And of course, the most important rule, for you to be inducted into the Ultimate Listener Kaya Club, you have to answer two or more questions correctly.
Guys, Komuta is not even reading, eh?
Lando has me in clock.
Oh, I will learn a lamholo.
Okay, question number one, multiple choice. The World Show with Nikki B. Which South African artist was featured as a guest last night? Was it Jimmy Zuzu or Lindas Kakani?
Kagiso. Lindas Kakani.
Lindas Kakani, let's hear.
That's what I'm going to say. Linda Sikakane, welcome to the World Show, Linda.
Yeah.
And you tell them.
And we're talking about this question, the two answers. Skuma was like, I guess I told her, right? So choose the popular one. Yeah, how's child? It means he was listening to the show.
Yes,
yeah,
that is beautiful. Quite beautiful. Quite beautiful. Quite beautiful. Quite too. She loves the Kaslaka so much that she will fight for it and everything that happens with the Lakas. Please spell Pohom.
Kagiso. B-O.
Yeah, we're listening.
P-H-U-M.
B-O-C-H-U-M. Yes, it's the first time to tell.
We met Tile. Nerona Lotori B-O-G.
Yeah. Bozo Kwaja. True or false? Shooting is one of the sports featured in this year's Paris Summer Olympics.
Kagiso.
False. You said false.
Yes, I said false.
It's actually true, my guy. It's actually true. Shooting is one of the sports with this year's Olympic. But hey, it's all good. Nolwazi, are you okay?
Hey,
Nolwazi.
Nolwazi, are you okay? Like, what happened, Mtasekai?
I'm talking
cartel and I'm you know what's the problem? What's a centurion? There's a centurion Chisanyam.
Oh,
Aglano.
Ziao. Uchaspikar.
It's
better than the
roads.
It's better than the
roads. No, Nolwazi, please. I can pop behave.
I love you so much, Kumuzo.
No, you don't. You don't.
Congratulations, Kagiso Joe. Three.
Congrats, Kagiso.
Yes. Yo. The roads in Pajo.
Oh, hey.
Everybody, DJ Christos, Deep Mix, Monique Bingham, you, me, Lele Fazi. 225. On a Monday afternoon. How was your weekend, everybody? Hope your weekend was juicy.
When you say 225, I was like, whose house address is that? Yeah. You mean it's 2 minutes before 5 o'clock?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, my learned friend.
225. Welcome to Ten's life.
Lene, wait, Lene. A woman. From a talaga kula, I'm a pohomo. Kulu, no sonar, Nigel. A how feel a cookas door. Very, very far.
Maradigan
killing popoy to cocoon, Robert Dal.
Every time when I'm driving home, I think na manya mama tori sewa mong boga. Baya shibuti shemu kelas tattoos. Like, why in shiri saranji? And you always pick on KG all the time. This is not right, guys, man. Yazi, na niko right.
Shemu kanto KG zog niki piltong mahal.
Oh, which KG is
what? Because anyway, it's fine. She's right anyway. Because you pick on me and on KG. So right.
Okay.
Drive 959 Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.